Good morning. Good morning, my friends. Welcome to the podcast, The Millionaire of the Diamonds. Today's subject, are you ready, my Zoomy friends? That's how I'm going to name you, my Zoomy friends. Are you ready, Monique? Are you ready? Self-acceptance versus self-love. And I'm just curious, without Googling it, go write in the chat, what do you think is the difference between self-acceptance and self-love? Because it was interesting this morning when me and Marie-Pierre had to get rapidly ready to take over Jean-Philippe's part because he's sick. My little Jean-Philippe is sick. He can't be with us. And I said to Marie-Pierre, thank God we get ready, like for real. Like, you know, I said to Monique, we never half-assed, you know, do our podcast. We're always ready. And I'm so happy because in mornings like this, amen, amen, okay? So What does it mean? I'm going to leave that up to you. If you can go here on the Zoom in the comments, because this one I have easy access to. It's really going to help me out a lot. Self-acceptance versus self-love. We are in the book of Michelle Poehler, Hello Fears. I keep saying Hello Fresh, by the way. So that tells you a lot about the marketing of HelloFresh, but that's another story in itself. So welcome to The Millionaire of the Diamonds. And the reason today I really want to underline our mission at The Millionaire of the Diamonds podcast is to level up and work each day to be a better version of ourselves is in fact the act of, are you ready? Self-love. That is the act of self-love. Working every day on being a better version of myself. So my friends, our vision here as we work on being a better version of ourselves is to build thousands of multi-millionaires. Like I say to my director, Monique, if I am a better version of myself, right, Monique, then I should be increasing my income. It's directly connected to my income. So why do people go to university? Because they know if they have a better version of themselves, the more degrees, the higher the paycheck. And we know that is true. That's like Sylvain Lalonde. When he came out of CEGEP, he got a good job working for the government, but didn't like the conditions. Morning, night, evening, weekends, he was on call. Back in the days was 35,000, maybe today the equivalent of 60,000. Considered a good job, but he didn't like his conditions. What did he do? He became a better version of himself. That's called self-love. You see, Marie-Pierre, self-love. He loved himself enough to go back to university, do 4 more years, become a teacher, and now he had the schedule he loved, which was working from 8 to 4, having 2 weeks holidays at Christmas, 1 week holiday at spring break, and 2 months holidays in the summer. But then again, what happened here is with all this free time, he was living still paycheck to paycheck, even if he had increased the salary. Today would have been the 90,000, just to put in context of today. So he says, what can I do? He became a better version of himself, self-love. He joined a multi-level marketing business, which gave him the financial freedom to take advantage of all these extra breaks he had as a teacher. The rest is history, but I just want to explain to you what self-love is, but begins with self-acceptance. So my friends, you got to be ready today for an adventure into who we are and how we feel about ourselves. I can't possibly work on self-love if I don't accept who I am. I'm Italian born. I'm born in Italy. I come with baggage. I come with really big baggage, not bad baggage, which means there's a certain mindset anchored in me, like frugality, a certain mindset anchored in me. You got to work hard. You know, there's a certain, like, I come with baggage. Self-acceptance is me looking at me and accepting my origins. They're like my roots. And I'll give you a metaphor in a few minutes so you understand. So today we're going to talk about this idea that Michelle Poehler writes about in her book, Hello Fears. And I want you to think about liking yourself just as we are and also loving who we're trying to become. But I can't become somebody if I don't self-accept myself. Now, I remember growing up, Marie-Pierre, going to first grade, second grade. I didn't accept myself. It was very hard because my mother sold my clothes. If my my tights, I called them, or nylons had holes in them, she would sew them up. I was the only one with sewed nylons at school. Like, it was really hard to accept where I came from, the fact that my lunch stank and that it leaked oil all over the place and that only my lunch was an aluminum foil. And I can go on and on and on. Those, until I didn't accept that and love that part of me, it was impossible for me to grow into self-love. So let's think of a huge oak tree, okay? Be with me here. I need you to, you know, bring your imagination here. Visualize a huge oak tree. Marie-Pierre, just remind me after how we call oak tree in French for the French podcast, okay, at 8:30. The roots are like knowing and accepting who we are. Those are the roots of the oak tree. Now, remember, if I don't self-accept the roots of the oak tree, I cannot grow. They are not seen, but they are very important. They keep the tree standing strong. I cannot change where I'm from. I cannot change my parents. I cannot change the values I've been brought up with. The trunk of the tree, my friends, is like the love we have for ourselves. It holds the tree up high and keeps it growing towards the sun. Even when the weather changes, so we face many challenges. We face sickness, we face death, we face challenges, loss of job, and not getting paid enough, bullying, like, and it goes on and on and on. Weather changes. From storms to sunny days, the tree keeps on growing just like we keep growing, no matter what happens. Growing up, the trunk visualized, doesn't mean we stop being ourselves. Self-acceptance. The roots will never change. This is why I say in many of my speeches, when we come to my multi-level marketing business, and when it comes to training people on family values, is give your family roots. Give your business roots. Talk about, you know, the origin. So in Tupperware, it's Brownie Wise and Earl Tupper. Those are the roots. You know, my family, my parents gave me the roots. They brought me back in Italy. So I understood where I came. Those are roots. Then give them wings to fly. So today we're going to talk about a trunk, a little bit less poetic, right? Okay. So growing up doesn't mean we stop being ourselves. It's more like making sure we keep getting what we need to grow, like a podcast that you are here today, like reading books on your own, like joining a multi-level marketing business, which is a personal development program with a paycheck. Okay, like going to conferences. I was sharing with two directors yesterday. I have never, ever, ever missed a Tupperware conference, a seminar for leadership. Never, because all of this is the sun, is the water. This is what's nurturing my trunk to grow taller and taller. And it also means we grow in our own special way. We might not make everyone happy. Let me tell you, Monique, I got a lot of people on their nerves because I'm loud. Sometimes I'm obnoxiously loud, overly enthusiastic. And I see Melanie Miller a lot of times go like this. You know, she puts her index finger and her thumb on her forehead and she goes, oh my God, there she goes again, okay? We're so different. But this is why we get along, right? So we might not make everyone happy, but we can still reach out and be kind to others, even if sometimes it's very difficult for us. As we start diving deep into the subject today with Marie-Pierre, I want you to think about your own roots. What are your roots? Do you accept your roots? You must accept the roots if you want to have more self-love. Whatever happened to me in the past are my roots. I need to understand there's an expiration date for blaming anything in my past and that it's part of my roots and that's what's holding me grounded. That's what's holding me strong. Think about how you can grow and be the best version of yourself. Do things not because you want everyone to like you, but because that is the path you have taken. But before we go there, let's share the podcast. Are you becoming the best version of yourself? Question marks, right, Danny? Let's start sharing, Lise. Let's start sharing that podcast. In the meantime, we go over to Marie-Pierre with our contest. And please remind the audience where we are at Marie-Pierre with our group, I think 2,800. We need to close the year at 3,000 members. And don't forget now, we have a page. So Marie-Pierre, over to you.
Yes, so we have a few contests for the month of December. So first, it's everyone that contributes on our Facebook group. So the Facebook group, we have, 2,800 people on that group, and we want to finish the year, like Maria said, to 3,000. So yes, we need your help. So when you contribute to the group, it's when you post, when you comment, when you put a reaction, every time you contribute, you will be in the draw for a voucher of $50 for the Shopify Les Millionnaires des Diamants. So yes, you can always have something with the inspirational quote about keeping that millionaire mindset. So that's why we have that Shopify link. And our top five will get the big mug, Les Millionnaires des Diamants. And our top five month to date, we have Dani Chartrand, Louise Gauthier, we have Joanne Corbeil, Lise Boucher, and Jacqueline Stockley. And then, yes, we have another draw for everyone who invites someone new to the group and everyone who is new to the group during the month of December. So yes, we can achieve that 3,000 new member on the group. So we will do a draw at the end of the month for a voucher of $50 for the Shopify Les Millionnaires des Diamants. And then we have a new thing, yes, that we need you to go post on your Facebook. It's when you receive, for example, your new agenda or your new book, and you take a picture and you post it on your personal profile on Facebook and you tag it Maria Mereno because she wants to see everything. And we want you to tag the page, that business page, Les Millionnaires des Diamants. So yes, because it's new, so it can help people to see where they can find the podcast every morning, where they can find inspirational moment too. So we have that new page. And yes, again, at the end of the month, we'll do another draw for $50 on our Shopify link. So yes, it's a total of three voucher of $50 and the big mug for our top five for the month of December.
Love it. I love it. I love it, Marie-Pierre. Awesome. Now, before we move on, there's a few more things I need to say is a big, big thank you to you guys here on Zoom. You give me my enthusiasm. You are the wind beneath my wings when I give the podcast. I'm a people's person. That's one of my traits. And I need to see you guys, okay? By the way, thank you, Melissa. Shine, I'm going to be ready in French. Oak is shine. Thank you. I never thought it would have been that. Sounds so delicate, shine versus oak. Anyways, that's another story in itself. An incredible thank you to everybody contributing on the group, The Millionaire of the Diamonds, inviting people to like the page. Thank you so much, Dani, that I see you here, Lise, that I see you this morning, for being in the top five contributors. I know, Jacqueline, you're listening to me. Thank you. It brings us to a whole other level. Talk about a page that deserves to have more people in it, okay? So we want to hit that 3,000. I believe we are at 2,800, Marie-Pierre. I got a senior moment right now. Thank you so much. Now, let's jump into today's talk about growing up, loving ourselves, and being okay with who we are. Now, remember, once again, self-acceptance versus self-love. Self-acceptance is accepting our roots. We need to accept where we have come from. In other words, 18 years old and under, if I want to make it simple for you. Self-love is when you want to become the best version of yourself, so you get uncomfortable every single day. Now, self-improvement doesn't mean we don't accept who we are. It means we are willing to try to become a little bit better every day. Now, remember, continuous improvement is what gives us purpose. Let me repeat that. It's straight from the book. Continuous improvement. Why am I still here after 41 years? Because I need purpose. I thrive on purpose. And if I don't have a purpose, that means I am dying. I don't want to die. And it gives me hope for a better tomorrow. So with no further ado, I leave you in the hands of Marie-Pierre.
Thank you, Maria. So yes, in the everyday life, self-love and self-acceptance are so closely related concepts that most people will use one and the other for the same thing because they are so close, but they all have distinct meaning and play different role in our emotional well-being. So it's important to understand if we really want to grow, because self-acceptance, again, is about acknowledging and being at peace with who we are. And self-love is about taking action that affirm and nurture your well-being and your improvement. So both are really crucial for a healthy sense of self and are often, yes, intertwined in your personal development and mental health. So we have an exercise this morning to help you explore and to really understand and practice the concept of self-love and self-acceptance. So let's start with the part number one, that is about self-reflection. First, we have to reflect on that. So part number one, self-reflection. So again, today, maybe you are not in a place that it's quiet and maybe you don't have a place to take note, but don't worry, you can always come back and re-listen to the podcast or go on our Facebook group to see those exercises to do it in a quiet place to take note and really do the whole exercise. But for now, if you are in a place that you can write in the chat, write in the comment, go ahead for all the questions about that first part. So again, you want to reflect on your achievement and your qualities, what you are proud of. So go ahead and write in the chat, write in the comment, or write in on your notepad, what are those achievements that you have and that you are really proud of. Maybe your achievement is like helping a friend. It can be about finishing a book that you wanted to do for so long. Your qualities can be like your creativity, your kindness. It's all around what are your gifts. We talk a lot about what is your gift. So write it in the comments, in the chat. What are your gifts? Part number two is about overcoming your inner critic. So think about a recent moment where you were critical of yourself. So think about it. What is it that negative thought that you keep telling yourself? If you want, go ahead and write in the chat, write in the comment. And when you have that negative thought that you always say to yourself, you want to reframe it into something positive and empowering. So, for example, if your negative thought is, I'm not good enough to succeed in this project, you want to reframe it like, I have faced similar challenge before and I succeeded. I have the skills and resources to do well. So what are those moments that you were critical of yourself that you can reframe that negative thought? Part number three is about visualization. And I love how at that moment, it's not exactly the same thing that we always talk about. Usually when we talk about visualization, we say, okay, visualize the house that you want, visualize the car that you want, visualize the kind of vacation that you want, everything around yourself, but we don't visualize your face, what you look like. So now I want you to just take the time and imagine, yes, you want to achieve a big goal, but look at yourself. Imagine yourself smiling. Imagine yourself confident. Imagine yourself handling a tough situation with grace. So you want to focus on how it you feel and how you look and how you act in your visualization. So it's completely different than what we are doing usually. So maybe it will take time to help you add this to your visualization. Because yes, if you are in your conditioning program, every day we talk about visualize your goal. But now you will add that moment of visualize yourself in that moment. Part number four, it's about creation of your affirmation. Yes, so we talk a lot about affirmation in the last weeks. I think it's just the perfect moment when we are in the month of December and that we are just about to start a new year. We need those affirmations. So you want to create your personal affirmation that will resonate with you about your self-love, self-acceptance. So you want to make sure that when you have those affirmations that is for you, like I love myself for my weaknesses and my strengths. That can be a good affirmation that you can have for yourself. So when you have your list, I encourage you to go and post it on your Facebook page. And again, tag Maria because she wants to see everything. And again, tag the page Limiliana de Diamant because we have that community that when we want to work on that, now you will have some example to help you do this exercise. And then we go to part number 5. You want to commit to action. So, yes, it's going to start with one small action every day that can help you reinforce your journey toward your self-love and self-acceptance. So, for example, you want to journal your daily gratitude. Again, I have to talk about the conditioning program. So, if you are not in the conditioning program at the moment, go ahead and go get your Limiliana de Diamant conditioning program so you can start that every day. You have that gratitude moment at the end of each day to have an act of self-care. So, for example, dedicate at least a 10 minutes to self-care. So maybe take a short walk or just do your favorite hobby or just sitting with your cup of coffee and just relax for 5 or 10 minutes. That positive affirmation, again, it's so important that you can have in your simple action to start. So if you need more detail, more example, you will find it on the group. And what is important is to do that check-in. So yes, you want to track how you are evolving with that concept of self-love and self-acceptance. So again, every day, every week, take a moment to look at your progress and you can share your progress on the community Limiliana de Diamant. So I hope with that you have a better idea of self-love, self-acceptance, and how you can work on that to not just be a beautiful concept, but you can work on that every day.
I love it, Marie-Pierre. Love, love, love. So I want to close off with this, okay? What are some of the things you need to accept in your younger self, so let's go 18 and under, so your roots will be more solid in the ground. Okay. And you know, Marie-Pierre, I was thinking as you were speaking, even forgiveness, maybe you need to forgive somebody. I know a lot of people in my multi-level marketing business that have failed to grow simply because part of the roots, which was forgiveness, had not been done. So remember, anything that you do not accept, is impossible to have the deep grounded roots needed to hold together this tree, this oak tree, as it grows and grows and grows. If the roots aren't solid, the tree will fall. The tree will fall. So let's remind ourselves of one powerful thing, one powerful truth. Are you ready? Say yes, my Zoom friends, say yes. You are already awesome, just as you are. So let's do the Maria thing. Mwah, 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 mwah. I love myself. I am awesome. So if you have an alcohol problem, mwah, 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 I'm awesome. You have a drug problem, mwah, mwah, I'm already awesome. I don't care what you're struggling with, okay? Financial, I don't care, you know, a relationship, I don't care what you're struggling with. It starts with, I am already awesome, just as I am, okay? I am already awesome. Get those roots strong in the earth. But guess what? You can keep getting even more awesome every single day. Ha ha, that's the great thing. So take a moment, give yourself a big high five. So I'll do it with my Zoom friend. You know, they have a button reaction. You can even put the reaction, right? We're going to give ourselves a big high five and then step out there and do one thing that's going to help us grow today. One thing every day. What's that one thing? So in my conditioning program, it says, what is the action you did today outside your comfort zone? Every day, what is the action you did? So yesterday, what I did to get myself out of the comfort zone, working chapter 3, exercise in our new book, which, guys, if you're in multi-level marketing or entrepreneurship, you've got to get your hands on it. Now, of course, I'm preaching for my own paroisse or church. I don't know how to translate that into English, but I'm telling you, it shows that this is, in good old English, the real McCoy. It shows it's been put together by people who are really in the business with the struggles and the successes. And it really shows that there's this incredible person of 41 years behind it. That's me, guys, okay? I swear to you, times have been very, very tough, but there's always brighter days after that storm. You got to trust me on that. So as I did chapter 3, I went over and beyond. You see that one action, over and beyond. And I really used up every white space I had to do chapter 3's exercise. And then what I did yesterday, instead of posting a picture of me with my conditioning, I actually did a 2-minute video. I know stepping out of my comfort zone, that element just made me even more excited. Monique, more enthusiastic, more passionate. Oh, poor you guys, poor you, okay? Because they work with me. And I came onto the mastermind and I said, Marie-Pierre, this is what we're going to do Saturday. 7 recipes in the pressure cooker. Like, I'm going crazy, right? That's what happens. That's what happens. You know, when you step out there, and you do that one thing that's going to help you grow, it's monumental. You like, don't think it's just one. It's gigantic. It's just incredible. Maybe it's trying something new or helping the community grow. Some of you might decide, you know what? I'm going to clean up my home. And my donations this year to the Salvation Army are going to be all that stuff in my home, Danny, that I haven't used in the last 6 months. What? We don't give out clothes when they're not good anymore. We give out clothes when they're still wearable. And by the way, ladies, you saying, well, when I lose the weight, I'll wear it again. Give it up. It's not working. Because when you lose the weight, you're going to want new clothes. So give them now. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. Remember, every step, big or small, is part of your amazing story. Thank you again for joining us today. Please share. Tomorrow we're going to continue in the self-confidence, but I realized today, Marie-Pierre, how connected self-confidence and self-love is to self-acceptance and self-acceptance and self-love is directly connected to having more confidence. So we didn't plan it this way, but honest to God, Marie-Pierre, everything is connected. So once again, my friends, thank you for inviting your friends, family, neighbors, and colleagues to the podcast. And don't forget to be your own hero. Be your own hero, okay? Stop looking elsewhere. You are perfect just the way you are. So accept where you come from. Those are your roots. And grow every day a little bit and become that magnificent oak tree with the wind and the rain and the sun. Your leaves keep dancing there up above. All right. We love you so much. And I'll see my English friends tonight. And I'll see the rest tomorrow morning. Bye, everyone.